Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
69, dudes.
6-9.
There's probably a connotation to that, but I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
Oh, hey, phones. Noise is off.
Great play. Did it twice.
Did it twice in the face. Saw the movie. That's my claim to fame.
Movie's not bad. It's not the play, but it's not bad. Good cast.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett, John Ritter.
Yeah. Well, I love John Ritter.
And Michael Caine. Hard to go wrong.
Michael Caine.
That's the part I played. Sells de Mowbray.
Sells de Mowbray?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So starting off, we are doing a video cast again this week.
Yes, we are.
And I remembered Paula Moran's masks. So we are going to wear these. I hope it doesn't change our timber too much as we cast here.
Well, but, I hope I can still read.
You can't read anyway.
No.
But we have these beautiful handmade. Are you making sure they can hear you putting the mask on?
I was doing that for Mike.
Okay. But essentially,
ooh, comfy.
I know they fit really well.
Fits like a glove.
Did you get a head cast from us? Because I don't remember sending one.
No.
But they're beautiful theater and masks.
Yeah.
Sort of comedy and tragedy and chess and music.
Yeah. Very a colorful Phantom of the Opera mask.
Yes. I wish I had a song to sing right. It is changing my nose a little bit enough to where I feel a little more nasal than normal. But I don't think it's a problem.
No.
You guys think a problem?
Sound like Andy has a cold.
Well, it's not too far from the truth. Over one. Hi, Paula. Thank you.
There we go. Get away from the screen. Yes, thank you very much.
Should we dive into our weeks?
Sure.
All right. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I'll go first.
I got to think about the week.
Oh, okay. So a couple of big happenings this week. First of all, on Friday, a new game hit, Hyrule Warriors, which is Dynasty Warriors, but with Zelda characters. We talked a little bit about it before.
Yep.
And it is exactly as awesome as that sounds. Totally fun. Great, great game. Highly recommended. It's $60 for a Wii U game, but I think it's worth it. You know, or wait a couple of weeks and it'll probably drop down. But yeah, a lot of fun. The missions are very Zelda themed.
Oh,
so,
cool.
So, you know, like the very first mission, you're protecting the Deku Tree. I don't know if that means anything to you, but
to me, no.
Yeah.
I've heard of decoupage, but not Deku Tree.
Isn't this decoupage? Kind of.
I think could be.
Yeah. Well, that's Paula. She'll clarify.
Yeah.
Yes, Paula, the masks do fit.
Yes, they do.
Quite
well.
Additionally, I went to Tyler Hill's 32nd birthday party. It was very small shindig, but hung out with him and helped him usher in, I guess, the beginning of his 33rd year.
Mm-hmm.
Because your 32nd is the completion of your 32nd year. So it's the entrance into his 33rd, I guess that'd be what, his third palindromic year so far.
Yes.
He had 11, 22, and 33, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was like all of my Friday. Saturday's a little bit more interesting, and you were there for a little bit of it.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, we went and shot, and if you're on Facebook, you already know this, a Demon Hunter short.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to...
Was it a Demon Hunter short or was it an SNV...
Yes.
...sketch?
It's a Demon Hunter short. It's for the Demon Hunters RPG.
Okay.
So it's a Demon Hunter short.
Okay.
So keep your eye out. That'll drop this week. Ben Dobbins just picked up the footage for me to go start the edit. And they're expected to have it out before the end of the week. So
wow.
Yeah, fast turnaround. But it was awesome. Thank you to AFK Tavern for hosting. on a Saturday, like letting us take over an entire chunk of the restaurant on a Saturday and just film. It was great.
How long did you guys go?
We went from noon until about 10.
Hmm, not bad.
No, we had 7 pages. We shot out 7 pages in that time, which is, if you do film, that's impressive. 7 pages with a major scene change in 11 hours, 10 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah. Noon. So, yeah, 10 hours.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun. It was great seeing the old costumes. Jimmy wrote the script. It made me laugh a lot. If you're an SNV fan or a Demon Hunters fan, there's a couple of surprises in this that are pretty cool. Pretty damn awesome. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yep. So that was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today was just spent cleaning and getting my house ready. We're going to have a furry house guest for about a week. A friend of ours is moving to LA. And so her apartment lease is up, but she has about a 5-day gap that isn't covered. So she's staying with us for five nights, I guess. Yeah. So and her cat is staying as well. So had to get the house ready for that.
I was gonna say, she said she. I'm just gonna stop myself right there.
Do
and
it.
Just. Forget I even stopped you. Continue.
All right, then. Yeah. All right. The only other thing I've been doing is while cleaning, I was watching Supernatural. I'm trying to get caught up on the show. I'm only in season 2.
English or American?
Oh, Supernatural American. Dean and Sam.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think there's a British Supernatural as well.
That makes sense. You know.
I know there's one that... American and one English that's something besides The Office.
Well, I think Kyle XY was British and English or and American. Okay. There's something about clones that's not Orphan Black, but another show that is that was British about kids with some kind of superpowers or something.
Hmm.
And I know that one was both. I don't know if Supernatural was both or not, but the version I'm watching is the American version. And it's been pretty cool so far. What I like more than the actual show is picking out the pop culture references in the show. I just watched today season 2 episode 11, which is so full of them. First of all, they end up in a creepy hotel in room 273 with a big red door tag that they do a nice low dolly push into, a la The Shining.
Yep.
And there are a couple of Overlook Hotel references. There's a bar scene that mimics Jack Nicholson's bar scene. This is what shocked me the most, is there was a Weird Science reference just dropped in the middle of it. Sam is throwing up because he drank too much tequila the previous night. And Dean says something along the lines of, you know what I've heard is a good hangover cure? A big, like, pork fat sandwich and a dirty ass. It's what Chet says to Wyatt when he's waking up. And it was pretty funny to see that. And, Weird Science. But, yeah, lots of references. So
cool.
And that's more fun than anything. Plus, you know, their dad's the guy who played the comedian in The Watchmen. So that's kind of funny, too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Yep. I haven't seen any new movies or anything, and I did not get to watch the new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. Sad face. I did watch Gotham.
I have not either. Yeah, I like Gotham.
I have
Donald Logue.
Well, Donald Logue. So what I want Gotham to be, Gotham will not be. What I want Gotham to be is a story of a flawed anti-hero that eventually... picks a side, okay? Because Bullock from the cartoon, the Bullock is the character that Donald Logue plays. So it's kind of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Gotham for life. Or grounded for... Arkhamed for life, I guess would be the... but he's a detective who is... It was kind of ambiguous in the animated series and later in the comic book because I believe he was created for the animated series.
Mm-hmm.
He may not have been. He may have been around for the... I think Miller might have created him, actually. I'll have to look it up. But he's... You can't tell really if he's on the take in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell if he's just an asshole, if he's just burned out. He starts off pretty obviously on the take mm-hmm. in Gotham. But he does have some qualities that make you think maybe he can redeem himself.
Yeah.
One of those qualities being he's played by Donald Logue.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be... And thank you to Tyler for actually putting this into words for me. It's going to be Jim Gordon inventing the Gotham that we know when we step into Batman proper. Because he basically goes to Bruce. Spoiler alert. Bruce's parents die, first episode. If you don't know that by now, that's a problem. But he goes to Bruce and he says, you know what? To get over this, you need to become Batman. Is pretty much exactly what he says to Bruce. You know, use fear to find strength and all this stuff. And it's that being said, it is beautifully shot when it's not CGI. The CGI, it's that CW thing, man. It's just, I know it's yeah. Fox, but it's just over the top now. We need to stop. We need to actually film locations again. Because the CGI cities look like two parallaxed
mm-hmm.
Sculptures.
Yeah.
That are being moved into, it's weird. That being said, the cinematography for like the normal stuff, I really enjoyed. I thought it was very beautifully shot.
Yeah.
They pushed too hard to get too much in the first episode.
I think so too.
And I think that was fan service, maybe. But like, we don't need Catwoman, Poison Ivy, the Penguin, the Riddler, the Joker, Jim Gordon, Montoya, you know, like. We don't Batman and Alfred, and obviously the weird sort of headbutting that's going on between Alfred and Gordon
mm-hmm.
that they invented because they're the two adult figures in
yeah,
Bruce's
and the
life.
Fact that the Alfred is way
Cockney.
Well, I don't care about that, but he's really being kind of a dick.
Well, he's not coming off as like reserved British proper. He's coming off as, oh, you what, mate? You what are you?
Well, that's fine, but I mean, there's a lot of really nice Cockney people.
I know.
But every iteration of Batman, Alfred has always been
reserved,
a supporter of,
right.
And not a taskmaster.
And there's like a lot of weird side stories with Alfred. Some are canon, some aren't. Like, is he MI6? Is he, you know, all this other stuff. But they straight up thugged him up.
Yeah.
They straight up, you know, West End thugged him up.
And I like the guy who's playing him a lot. And I think that they'll be able to do a lot with it.
Yeah. You know what surprised me is he looks like they soaked the guy who's playing Jim Gordon in lye for a while. And he puffed up. And then they gave him a British accent and made him Alfred. They look very similar to me. Facially.
Really? Because for me, Gordon is just... he's a young Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I can see that. He probably is Australian, too. I mean,
could be. But yeah. I just look at him and I'm like, okay, those two need to do something.
Yeah, that would be cool.
They look.
Let's remake Looper. We'll call it Looper Stooper.
Because he has a lot of the same facial
right the
reaction
divoting.
And
well
stuff. Yeah.
It's the reaction and it's like he divots the same way.
Yeah,
when he crunches his face up, the lines all appear in the same sort of fashion.
Yep.
So I will agree with that entirely. But Donald Logue is just, he's one of my favorite TV actors, so I'm excited that he's working.
And Jada is finally playing a badass character.
Didn't care for her character at all.
Well, no.
Did not care for her character at all. No, but, thought it had great potential on paper.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be this amazing, like okay, we're doing a female Dawn. Like, she's going to be the Carmine Falcone,
mm-hmm.
You know, liaison, but she's going to have it. And, like, she gets her wings clipped right away in terms of Falcone. She's just... She's almost just playing exposition
mm-hmm.
that you kind of want to stick your dick in. Like, that's what I'm thinking they were thinking. It's like, hey, we need this character that's not part of the Batman universe, to explain this to people who aren't part of the Batman universe themselves, and let's make her sexy. And, you know, what's sexier than Will Smith's wife?
Ex-wife.
That's fine. Jada's like, or Jaden is like his ex-son, practically, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I would have emancipated myself from the kid at this point. Have you seen his tweets?
No. They're terrible. I've seen his acting.
Yeah. No, Jada Pinkett Smith is a great, great actress, but she does live in the shadow of Will Smith because of the, you know, because of the media.
Yeah.
And I do not think she... I don't think she was wrong for the role. The role that was visualized, I think she's wrong for the role that got written. A little bit. So, Latifah would have done a better job, by far. I would have loved some Latifah in that role. Like Mama from Chicago. Not doing it for you?
Nope.
She's got a...
I really like Jada.
And I don't mean... I'm not talking Holiday, okay? Where nobody's bringing that shit up. Or what was that other one? Cab? The taxi one? Taxi?
Fuck. Yeah, no.
No. But I'm talking like Chicago style.
Yeah.
You know, she did a good sort of crime boss in the in the cell blocks. The Riddler introduction made me want to strangle someone. Because nobody fucking talks like that. Not even the Riddler would talk like that.
Who, Enigma?
Yeah. Everyone knows.
I love the name. I was like, oh.
Edward, yeah, okay. Enigma.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Everyone had the correct names as far as they've been introduced so far, except for Ivy. She's supposed to be Pamela Isley, and now she's Ivy Pepper, which means maybe she won't be Poison Ivy. Maybe that's not a thing. Maybe she'll change her name. Maybe she'll get put into witness relocation or something because of her dad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they're going to get it back, but there's no reason to just name her Ivy out of the gate. That's stupid.
Yeah, and then I was wondering, Pepper Pot? No.
No, wrong universe.
Wrong franchise. Yep.
So, yeah, it was... It could have been way worse. I'll give it that. It could have been way worse. But yeah, it was, I'll keep watching. It was better. It was not as good as the very first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. To me, the very first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was not very good at all.
Yeah.
And this wasn't even that good. But I always try to give TV at least six episodes because they use six episodes to sell the show. So after six, they can kind of start writing it the way they want again. So we'll see what happens. I do not feel like this one's going to kind of take that Joss Whedon turn, but we'll see. Also, and I made an animated GIF out of this, and it's GIF, and we can have that argument with the internet. I'll go ahead and I will stand on the front lines for that. At the end of the episode, Oswald Cobblepot slashes a dude's throat and takes a sandwich. And then the ending logo comes up. He steals a sandwich, and then the words "Got Ham" appear on the screen. It cracks me up. So I made I remade the logo with it separated in a question mark. because it really cracked me up for some reason. Because he just murders the fuck out of someone for a sandwich. So, for no reason.
No.
I mean, I guess it's supposed to show that he's crazy or whatever, but... So.
I really liked his makeup, though.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
the nose was prosthetic was amazing.
Yeah, it was like, okay, I believe this guy has a skin condition.
Yep.
As opposed to Burgess Meredith with a big pointy beak.
Yeah, but if I could bring Caesar and Burgess back, I would.
Well,
I would trade 100 of that dude for them. So, yeah. So that was Gotham. You have been watching a couple of new series that I have not started yet, including Sons, the new season, the last season of Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
And so that, how's that going?
I'm sad.
Oh boy.
it's not. I'm the three episodes in, and I'm I don't know if it's because it's the last one and I expected more, but they're just... I'm hoping that there's a twist somewhere, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen them or anything yet, but it's... In my opinion, he's taken Jax down a road that doesn't need to be, and with the ending of season 6, the traumatic way that that ended, I hope I stick it out to the end of the season. It's really pissing me off.
Gotcha.
Is what it's doing. It's just all of a sudden it's this twist into darkness that was in the periphery,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay.
All right.
But all of a sudden now, and I get what's trying to be done,
mm-hmm.
but it's on such... The thing I liked about The Shield and the early parts of Sons
mm-hmm.
was every week it's, oh, okay, they got out of that sticky situation. How right. can they... What? And every week...
Dwazaw?
Keep ramping that up. And now right. it's just... The setup is just like, seriously?
Yep. Oh, that reminds me. I need to record Cypher lines tonight for that short after this.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to do a reading for those, so.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So what else did you do last week? That you can talk about.
I think I could talk about most of it. I went... I'm just trying to remember everything.
Can't talk about Tijuana, my friend.
Well, no. I cannot talk about
Tijuana. What happens in Tijuana...
Stays somewhere south of the border. That's all I'm going to say.
You got the crabs, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, at some point, I had a callback for Taproot Theater.
Yeah.
That was on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was really excited because that potentially could be a foray into my first outside of Bo's
mm-hmm.
conversational theater project.
Right.
An established Seattle theater company gig. And I went in to read for one, and they ended up reading me for two shows. So that will be interesting.
Right.
I went and had an audition in Portland for a web series that just got Indiegogo'd. I think we talked about it last week.
We may have. Refreshed my memory.
It's based on the Boy Scouts.
Well, we talked about it in the car. I don't remember talking about it last week, but we may have.
Oh, okay. Well, I will talk about it more next week when I know a little bit more, if I do. But... I got a callback for that.
Nice.
So this Wednesday I will be going down. And it was awesome because I got a callback the day after.
Right.
The audition. And it was a really good audition.
Right.
Made the casting director crack up. Young kid out of Seattle here was down there and he was my scene partner. It was 100% improv, no script.
Nice. I love that.
And we did what they wanted. And then she's like, I think there's some gold in here. We're going to mine it, so I want you guys to peel potatoes now. Before, it was stacking milk crates.
Okay.
As high as the ceiling.
Right.
And we were going back and forth. He's a 19-year-old punk rock affected youth, and I'm the older cook.
Gotcha.
And we get along really well, but it's that love-hate thing.
Right.
And I think we played it up really well, and then she told me to tell him a story about fishing, and I pulled one from... actually that happened and cracked her up and then told him afterwards, said, oh, by the way, I'm an Eagle Scout, Order of the Arrow, Silver Palm, and did camp here in Oregon. She's like, oh, I will tell them. So I'm hoping
I will make a note of that.
I'm hoping that had something to do with something. I had my first ever print audition.
Nice.
For Philips healthcare stuff, Philips Medical. Walked in. Hey, why don't you put your hand in your pocket? Smile. Oh, good smile. Click, click. All right, thanks.
That was it, huh?
That was it.
I love it.
That was, and I was number 81.
Wow.
Now serving. I don't know how many people started the day or if that was over 2 days or what,
right.
but I want to say there were other things. Tom Brophy and I went to see some friends do School for Lies down in Tacoma.
Oh, cool, cool.
Which was a lot of fun. Good show. I had seen it last week and forgot to mention it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brophy wanted to go, so I went with him. And then we thought maybe you mm-hmm. and or Bo would go, but Bo ended up going Saturday night because he had something else on Friday right. night, and you had Tyler's party on Friday night.
Yep.
So. And I want to say something. There was something early in the week. I think that was just voiceover stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
I am recording. Can't believe I'm talking about this 2 years after the fact, but I'm recording the audio that we owe for the Gamers 3 Kickstarter backers.
Ha!
Starting tomorrow with Trin Miller in the morning.
Nice.
And supposedly other people, but I don't have schedules yet for anybody else.
Nice.
So I know that I'll be recording Trin, I'll be recording myself, I will be going into Tacoma and recording with Steve Wolbrecht,
mm-hmm.
who has one or less...
Fewer.
To record. I was heavily picked as the number two pick.
You're my number two, too.
But I only got one actual first pick request.
Right, okay.
And we're pretty much honoring everybody's first pick. So gotcha. There was a whole lot of Kevin Pittman.
Well.
A whole lot of Brian. A whole lot of Nathan.
Right.
A moderate amount of Trin. And then everyone else kind of trickled in at the one or two
gotcha.
People level, which is great. Right. So we're going to do a voicemail recording.
Mm.
MP3 that you can play on, somewhere yeah. and put on your phone. And then we're also going to do an MP3 of some exclamation or something, some catchphrase, so that when you get a text
right.
or, you know, that you'll a little bonus extra for waiting 2 years to get your
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Nobody wanted the Andy doing his patented catchphrase.
Apparently not.
Oh.
What's your patented catchphrase?
Where the fuck did I put my bike? You remember that? You remember
no.
that? No, because I never said it before.
Right.
I don't have a bike. Look at me.
I know. But I'm going to ask you to record that in my phone later.
All right.
Because I think that's
that's
great.
A terrible text message. Where the fuck did I put my bike?
No, that's going to be guys. Your ringtone.
Oh, okay.
Where the fuck did I put my bike?
Where the fuck did I put my bike?
Nice. That'd be perfect.
That's good.
Jump around.
Jump up.
And get
my leg.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. That's great. And I'm sad that you weren't more number ones.
Oh, I'm.
Yeah. I'm are you gonna not, be seeing? Great. You gonna be seeing Christian anytime soon? The answer is yes, because I'm gonna ask you to do something.
No.
So, see this laptop? He's in Renton all week. It's in the back there. Oh no, it's not for it. The fuck did I put the... Okay, well...
Farther behind you, your gotcha. Peripheral vision.
Yeah, I have no peripherals right now.
Yeah.
But I don't have a car at all,
uh-huh.
and I need to, this laptop...
What's he doing in Renton all week?
He's doing a play. Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tony Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I'm not going
fuck
to
up the way
him.
He eats soup.
He wasn't...
No.
He's not a single thing on the... on the recording for backers.
Wow.
Which I was surprised because I was like, okay, here's the people we're going to have a difficulty getting a hold of, and I can't do anything mobile for Christian. And it was like, Christian's not on the list. I'm like, what?
Woo.
I went back and read the list. I'm like, oh,
well, yeah.
I just made some assumptions. So I'm glad that there's some new voices out there, which is great.
Don't make assumptions.
Because he got a lot.
A Sue out of and Pins.
Right. But he's got a lot of, you know, stuff from the Journey Quest.
Right.
People
right.
have gotten a bunch of that.
Exactly.
So. Oh, and then I did get to see Sean Shelton today.
Oh, yeah. How'd that
in
go?
In his new abode. Because he's living in Tacoma now.
Son of a bitch.
Because The Darker Path, which
right.
I shot a year ago,
yes,
is doing some pickups.
Correct.
And they're revamping the script a bit, apparently. So I get a death scene.
Oh, it's finally.
And they needed the head casting.
Mm-hmm.
And with my beard.
My God.
And hair.
Not my God.
that was going to be difficult. So I managed to get a hold of Sean and Damon both last night because they just arrived home from Z Nation being done. Right. And I got my Journey Quest head cast.
Nice.
And took that up to the special effects guy in Marysville today. Mm-hmm. Talked with him a bit and found out a little bit more about what they're doing. And
cool.
So yeah, it's I've seen a rough cut of the film. It looks pretty good if you know the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more right now like a supernatural thriller.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they really were going for a horror flick.
Mm.
So now we're just doing, it's going to be 2-3 days of pickups. Of
blood and gore.
And gore and, nice. And horribleness, which is it. Exciting to do overnight shoots at a creepy fucking barn in the middle of
if you bring
nowhere.
Alcohol, any bar is a barn.
Yeah.
Any barn is a bar. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're both whatever.
So yeah, that's going to be exciting.
That's
so
great.
I'm excited to see people again, and they're trying to get the same crew together.
Very cool.
So that'll be happening. And then I got in that short film that I was talking about having auditioned for. And all of that is happening in October.
Holy crap.
So if I get the Boy Scout thing, it'll be October 6th through 10th.
Mm-hmm.
The night of the 10th is The Darker Path. The day of the 11th, I start shooting the short.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 12th, Tom Brophy and I and Jennifer Yost are going to the Seahawks game.
Wow.
Where the Cowboys, who were apparently triumphant tonight over the Saints, last I heard of the score, Tony Romo was actually doing well. Actually scampered for a 21 or 28 yard run.
Like
I hope Tom Brophy's really happy.
Tony Romo, like a place for ribs?
No, that's Tony Roma. Tony Romo is a quarterback
gotcha.
For the Cowboys. So it looks like they won tonight. So I hope Tom is excited.
So that his hopes will
because
be dashed.
Because in 2 weeks,
right.
he's going to be a whiny, blubbery puddle of goo.
Unconsolable
who's going to
goo.
Wear his Cowboys paraphernalia to a Seahawks game.
Luckily, Seattle doesn't beat people to death for that.
No, but Jen and I may be charging people $5 hit shots.
Oh.
Take out a shoulder. Go ahead. So,
well, I mean, that's a way to get something funded.
Yeah. Well, the price of the tickets for the game.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Need to be funded.
Can you kickstart me going to the Seahawks game?
Oh, I wish. Oh, wow. I'm going to start. Hey, if some guy can do potato salad for $10 million.
Yeah. And I don't think it was $10 million, but it was a lot
no,
of money.
But it was a lot, it was way more
way
than
more
the potato
than the potato salad. Yep. That's cool. So on the 3rd, I'm actually going to Damon's house because they're having a Z Nation viewing party.
Yes, that I wanted to.
But you're not going to make it to that?
I'm going to be fishing at Mercer Lake like I did last year with the family and friends.
Right. And that is angling, not splitting uranium.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes.
That's important.
We will be angling for perch, I believe.
I love perch because you can barely taste them. I don't like fish. And perch is like.
Yeah,
it's the tofu
beautiful
of fish.
White fish. Yeah,
yeah,
it's buttery.
It's
especially deep.
If
fried
you put butter on it,
butter.
I agree with that. Yeah, yeah. But perch is they are a pain in the ass to get off the hook, though.
Yes,
they are pokey fish.
They are very pokey fish.
Pokey fins.
You need the needle nose pliers
and
gloves.
Yeah.
And so yeah, the lake is all catch and release. But the best part is, just like last year, I don't know how they did it or if they planned it. But we're at the fish fry weekend again.
Ah.
So on Saturday night.
So you go catch them, you put them back, but then you go eat their friends.
Right.
Nice.
And they have a competition all season long for on the lake who's got the biggest fish and blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Okay. That's a different competition.
And they got like 3 fryers. So they just fry up the fish. And the only thing is you got to bring another dish. So you bring potato salad or you bring a dessert or
$10
something
million
else.
Potato salad.
And everybody finishes out the dinner.
Uh-huh.
And all they got to do is they do the fish.
Kickstart
so,
that. Kickstart your side dish.
Yeah, there you go. Boston baked beans.
Bastin.
So yeah, that's those were 2 mighty big weeks.
They were meaty weeks.
We're at 34 minutes. That's
meaty weeks sounds like
minutes a week.
Meaty Weeks sounds like an old 50-year-old gas station attendant in a Stephen King novel.
Meaty Weeks, what do you want? No, we only got regular. Pump your own.
Extra lead.
Extra leaded.
Oh, man.
Taste makes your wine taste better.
It does. It's sweet. Yeah. The gas doesn't help very much.
No.
But, you know, if you make cheap wine, I guess it does. So.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Helps the flammability.
But not.
Now that's a fire.
Not the potability, though.
No.
No. It would be a potent potable, as is a Jeopardy category.
Yes. Potent, yeah. Potent potables.
Indeed.
Well, would it be a portable potent potable?
Did you get it in a gas can?
Yes.
Okay. Not if you put it in an Edsel.
No.
Nope. That's not going anywhere.
No. Just going to say that.
We are making old jokes.
Studebaker. Tom Brophy, do we want to go to questions? Do we have any questions? Is anyone awake on the feed?
Nope.
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 Do we have anyone
on the feed? A clunky
Studebaker
is what you call it when the woman is... No, I'm not going there. No.
No.
All right. No, nobody's... No.
Okay. Excellent. So Thomas Brophy writes in on the Twitter feed, who would win in a bard fight, Shakespeare or Moliere? Well, I think only one of them's a bard. What would their weapons of choice? What would be their weapons of choice?
Well, they're dead.
Yeah.
Neither of them's going. We win. We're still alive.
Exactly.
So we would win in that bar
fight. We would totally.
And their weapons of choice would be failure. Both of them.
I was going to say Shakespeare's weapon of choice, if we could resurrect them and they'd be whole again, would be the quill.
Which is mightier.
Than the sword, for sure. And his wit is way sharper than that of Moliere's. In my humble
his
opinion.
His wit sharper than a cutlass. His countenance looser than your mother. Take that, Brophy.
Indeed.
Take that, Brophy.
So, there you have it. Moliere wrote, sixth plays, maybe, if he was really lucky? Yeah.
And out of those, the good ones are accidentally attributed to Shakespeare most of the time. So
right. You know? You go.
So there you go. Shakespeare.
He's no Ben Jonson.
The Shaq's Bard would win.
I think so.
It'd be a Shaq attack. A Shake attack?
A Shake.
And I helped.
Dennis Nickel writes, Andy.
You son of a bitch.
What's your favorite subreddit? Took me forever to figure out how to say this.
Probably r/ what the fuck or WTF. That one's good. R funny is good. R Seattle's kind of lame, actually. Yeah, I mean, those are the ones I'll talk about. Those are my favorite ones that I will actually name here.
Okay,
but there are some weird fucking subreddits, man.
I don't know what any of this is, okay. Which leads into the next question. For all you listeners, Dennis writes to all you listeners.
This is you guys.
You people with your ear holes.
What do you mean you
hearing,
people?
Hearing my voice.
Oh, okay.
Would you be up for suggesting subreddits Scott should visit to begin a bold new adventure into the interweb thingy? All one word. You know, that thing with the tubes.
Motorcycles?
Fallopians?
You've seen that that Pete Holmes X-Men, like the firing the X-Men thing, right?
No.
Oh, my God. Motorcycles are made of tubes. Glass tubes. He's firing Wolverine, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's firing a bunch of them. We'll go through it tonight, but
okay.
Check out the X-Men, EX-Men, from Pete Holmes. And also Street Fighter Red Tape, I think, is his other really funny one.
Okay.
These are hilarious, but the X-Men one you'll really like, because I know that you've actually read some of the comics.
Seen some of the movies.
Well, that works the same.
Okay. I don't know. I know that Reddit is a stick-figured Martian-looking thing. That's their logo, with the two red eyes and the ovoid face and little body. And
Reddit is
like a Martian.
Reddit is dig for people who aren't Breitbart supporters.
Dig is half of Dig Dug.
It is. Me. It is.
But I don't know what dig is.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know what the
dig is. So these are all aggregators. This is the genius of Web 2.0.
Aggregator. That's what you do when you polish rocks.
No.
You aggregate. No.
No, it's when something like a crocodile farms. It's an aggregator. No, basically someone figured out, hey, we don't need to make
that was good. That was really good.
We don't need to make any of our own content to make money. We just need to make a place where people can post other people's content. Then make a voting system for it. So you can vote up or vote down. Dig was dig or bury. Reddit is upvote or downvote.
Okay.
So and then generally all of the memes. It's where all of the memes is.
Okay.
And are.
I got cheeseburgers.
Oh God, no, not even. That's
no.
That's okay. Like a 2003 thing, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's I can has cheeseburger is that's gone.
Okay.
Buried. Downvote. Okay. Now we've got, let's see, Bad Luck Brian. There's First World Problems. I don't know what her actual name is. There's Douchebag. What is it? Is it Douchebag Dave? Scumbag Steve and Douchebag Deborah or something like that. Debbie. Douchebag Debbie, I think. Good Guy Greg. Like all of these memes that are, it's just usually a photo of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put text around it to make it. To make some statement.
Okay. And yeah.
So like Good Guy Greg statements are when someone helps you out or bro helps you. So okay. That's Good Guy Greg. Like, hey, Good Guy Greg knows you can't pay for gas, drives you anyway, and buys you dinner. Good Guy Greg. Stuff okay. like that, you know. There's all sorts of stuff like Unpopular Opinion Puffin is my least favorite out of all of them. Which is actually a weirdly popular opinion because it sucks. It's basically just racist or sexist statement puffing now,
mm-hmm.
Which is funny because those get upvoted to the point where it's not. It's obviously not unpopular opinion. It's just unspoken opinion.
Oh, okay.
So
like someone, Andrew Dice Clay jokes.
Yeah. Someone recently made an elephant in the room meme, which is more what the unpopular opinion puffing was turning into.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah. Like Andrew Dice Clay Clay jokes, but with less, you know, Little Miss Muffet.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If people have things that I should read, feel free to post them so that others can comment on whether they like them or not.
Please send him some awesome subreddits.
I will probably not look at a single fucking one. I'll just be honest.
You might be into r/Sons of Anarchy or r/... Because it's just groups. It's like an instant forum. You can make an instant forum for a subject.
So this is like a bulletin board.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just like a bulletin board.
Okay.
It's for people who, you know, go to YouTube but wish the videos wouldn't get in the way of the comments.
So not Ben.
He tries, but it is a lost cause. That is Sisyphusian, like, to the extreme.
Yeah,
that is the most, like, that is the most Job throwing that fucking paper into the ocean I've ever seen thing. You cannot. The comments are
they exist.
Can't they just understand they're there and go be somewhere else
and go watch the video.
Yeah.
I, for the longest time, didn't even know there were comments.
Yeah, you lived in a great world.
I did. Justin Everett writes in. I'm going to say that this is for Andy, because I don't really have a tool.
Yeah.
But what is your preferred computer backup/recovery tool or application?
Hiren's Boot CD all the way. Hiren's Boot CD is my favorite tool set.
Is that what we used?
No. We used a password recovery, small password recovery image. But
okay.
Hiren's Boot CD is, I want to say, illegal now because it uses some copyrighted old DOS programs.
Hmm.
Or old, not DOS, the Linux DOS, PC DOS. But yeah, it's great. Basically, you can do all sorts of stuff. It's got tons of formatting tools, tons of recovery tools. Windows 8 actually has really good recovery stuff built in.
Mm-hmm.
Time Machine's a pile of shit. Hate it.
Yeah.
I'm really... The more I use Apple, the more I hate Apple. I tried to be that, like, that guy who's like, hey, they all have their place. I really am starting to fucking hate Apple more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, why doesn't your keychain password update when you update your fucking password? Like, that should be the same goddamn hash.
Yep.
And it's not. So you create a new password through any kind of account management admin tool. Your keychain password doesn't change. So you're sitting there having to go through and fucking, oh, okay, did I change it last time at least? Is it at least my last password? Fuck. So I lost about an hour of work to that.
Yeah,
awesome. Because keychain will also lock you out if you get too many incorrect attempts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mac has... I had to put in 3 fucking passwords to get into my PC.
Wow. Because
there's the disk locker password, and that and your account password are the same, but you still have to type your account password again anyway.
Hmm.
So you have to type it twice. Then you have to type your keychain password if that's not linked. Then you have to go in and manually link them all up. And then you can get away with just 2 instead of 3.
Wow.
It's fucking stupid.
Yep. I used to like Ghost.
For imaging software, Ghost is good.
If you started that way.
What makes me sad is Windows 7 had a great imaging sub, like a great imaging app built in.
Yeah.
And they killed it for Windows 8. It's gone.
Oh.
Yeah, backup and restore only backs up and restores stuff to the cloud or individual files. It no longer allows you to make a system image. Bullshit.
Well, I'm upset because I did like that.
Yeah,
that
was great.
A good thing. So yeah, as far as backing up, I just like buying more hard drives.
Yeah, backup and recovery for me is keep everything on the cloud that, you know, obviously is okay to keep on the cloud.
Right.
Keep everything else backed up and on separate partitions from your system disk. My system disk.
Yeah.
So Windows and applications are installed on a striped SSD, very fast. And then all of my documents, everything else, my desktop, all of that stuff is pointed to a secondary drive.
Yep. And that's where we set mine up. And I used to partition them that way.
Yep.
A, because back in the day when it took so fucking long to have to format the drive before you could do anything.
Right.
You shrink that C drive partition down to just what you need to get the OS of what you think the applications are going
to
be.
Back when you actually would calculate it to that, yes. Like, oh, 550 megs.
Okay, there we go. That's all that C drive's going to be.
Yep.
And now it's, what, 250 gig on a SSD drive and then terabytes on the other drives. But yeah. But I do want to find, and that's a really good question, Justin. And I think, because you and I have talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to find a really good non-cloud-based, but could save to the cloud,
mm-hmm.
because like OneDrive is accessible
mm-hmm.
via my computer, but not, what's the stupid one that everybody gets just because they advertise, that you go online.
Oh, fuck, it's the one where they always run over someone's fucking laptop with a lawnmower.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget.
But CyberLink or something like that. But anyway, I don't want one of those, but I want a good, just a little program that I can run that says, okay, check this folder, and when there's something new, back this up to my backup drive.
That you can do that in Windows. There. I'll show you how. That's all built into Windows 8. You can do all of that in Windows 8. No problem.
Okay, so the backup stuff...
Mm-hmm.
You can set systems and all that is...
Yep.
But what if you don't have Windows 8? What if you have Windows 7? Or what if you have
Windows 7 Apple? Is even better. Apple, Time Machine's like it.
Oh,
I mean, you can get third-party ones, but Time Machine's built in. And it's, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's definitely not the best.
Okay.
It's also, I'm fucking, like, every drive you plug in, hey, you want to make this a Time Machine drive? No, I don't. I just want to plug in a fucking drive. Yeah. You sure you don't want to make the Time Machine drive?
Positive.
Oh, well, okay. Go ahead and click the lock. Enter your password. Enter your fucking iTunes store password.
No. I said no. Hey. I don't want to make it.
Now choose no.
No.
Now click the lock again.
Which password did it put in? Shit.
Well, it's in my keychain. Ah, fuck. I forgot that password.
Or it could be like the Washington online healthcare system.
Yes.
Where... apparently, I created an account, but somehow had created the account name what my password was.
Ha!
and I couldn't get in, but I had my email address, and then they finally sent me, oh, you are user blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, that's my password. So apparently I put in a password for a username and a blank password.
Wow. That's impressive.
So.
That sounds like a fuck up with Hidden Fields on their end.
And now I can't change.
No, of course you can't.
The username.
It's linked to your social, I'm sure.
It looks really stupid when I log
in. And everyone can see your fucking password for probably something else.
Yes.
Change that.
I know.
LastPass, man. LastPass. It's worth it. It's worth the $8 a year. And you don't even have to pay for it. You can just use the web-based version, but you don't get it on mobile devices. But LastPass, you have one huge master password, and make sure it's huge, but something you can remember. Use the XKCD rule, essentially. Make a huge master password. And then everything else is stored in LastPass, and it's a unique password for every site. So if someone hacks a site, they cannot get into any of your other sites because the password they'll have is incorrect for everything else.
Okay, we need to talk about that one, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm
Plus, and it's cool because you don't have to remember the passwords. So you can make like a 36-character, all fucking jumbled, unreadable password.
Mm-hmm.
And it just remembers it for you. There are some caveats and some frustrations, though. So don't, like, it's not the end-all be-all. It doesn't make life grand and glorious. Having more security means you're going to be inconvenienced more. Look at the TSA.
Right.
But this is actual real security. This actually protects people.
Yeah.
This is... I have never had a password light a bomb in its shoe. I'll just put that out there.
Okay.
No, but this is again, for a little bit of inconvenience, you get a lot of account security.
Yeah, because I'm getting tired of having, you know, my passwords that I remember. Like, I'll go, okay, anything that's bill-related is this. Anything that's social-related is this.
Right.
And then I was thinking about doing the, I'm doing Gmail. So I'm going to have one password, but if it's Gmail, it's going to be GM whatever. And if I'm going to be having my Adobe username, it's going to be
ADO
or, you know, Facebook will be FB, whatever my password is, so that it's unique.
Right.
But... And then you get to these sites where it's like, no special characters.
Dude, bank sites are the fucking worst.
Or you have to have special characters.
Yeah.
Or only numbers or letters. Or, you know,
bank sites
must have two capitals.
Yes. See, here's the thing. Every time you add a restriction, what you're actually doing is reducing permutations.
Right.
So adding a restriction... It makes individual passwords harder to remember usually. It also does make an individual password harder to crack, but having the restriction makes cracking passwords in bulk easier because you know that it has to have these things, so you're eliminating permutations where it doesn't. And banks are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
You have to have one capital, one lowercase, one numeral, one number, and one special character between 8 and 12 characters.
Yes, that's the other one that pisses me off. So
they don't have to check 7 of anything. They go straight to 8. It's fucking bullshit. And no more than 12. And they know the permutations, and they know it has to start with a letter, because it always has to start with a fucking letter.
Yeah, it's
fucking banks, man.
Paula, get us out of this. Paula Moran says, do either of you enjoy camping and... have any interesting stories about camping? Or do you think she's just asking about interesting stories?
I think she means about camping.
Okay.
I think she means about camping.
Okay.
I enjoy camping okay.
I enjoy camping, all forms of camping, a lot.
I do love, there's something about me that I love doing I love doing luxury camping. I love it. Where you're it's where you like are in a mobile home or something out in the middle of fucking nowhere. No one's around. You have a bunch of amenities, but you're outside like all the time. Like you go outside, you have, you have your nice chairs. You have, all that jazz. The ability to make nice food and stuff like that. But, and you have a nice place to sleep because if I could do all of the roughing it, plus a nice place to sleep, I would do that. I would do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But sleeping on rocks and twigs and beavers and stuff, not the most fun.
Air mattresses okay?
No, they get super fucking cold. Air mattresses, like if you do air mattresses in the pad, but I never remember to do that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just in straight up air mattress, they allow all that, like they allow the night mountain coldness.
Yeah.
But no, it's too cold on one side. I need, you know. And I don't do sleeping bags. I do blankets.
Right.
And that's a problem if you're sleeping on an air mattress in the fucking middle of the night.
Okay.
I do not like impromptu camping. Remember that time we went to Index? And we camped out there. That sucked.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
That was, yeah.
Because, you know, you're just making the, like, okay, oh, fuck, I got to camp. Go do this stuff. And, oh, that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Second night was better because a bunch of people left, so I got to go sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
But
I like drive up camping. Like, as a kid, we used to do that all the time. And I think it's, some people don't like it. And I think for our family, it was a way for us to take a little mini vacation, but not have to pay for a hotel. Because, you know, you can camp for $10 for the weekend.
Right.
And we'd go to the coast. And in Oregon, there are some really good campgrounds that have, you know, enough space on either side that you're not collectively in each other's shit. But you do have the community bathroom you have to go to, and you do have to boil the water and, you know, those things. But I like that. I love backpacking. I love just going in 7 miles and take what's on your back and go to some high mountain lake and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
I like the luxury camping.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've got, wow, we could have like,
yeah, there's
a huge podcast on the interesting stories.
We can do a Garrison Keillor one where it's like,
yeah,
well, I was out at Lake Wobegon or whatever, camping with my family, and it was 1982.
Well, I could,
Reagan had just taken office, and
I was gonna say I could quickly tell the story about the fishing thing that I did for the audition, but that it wasn't camping.
No, it doesn't count.
But it was fishing.
Yeah. I also like any
on
kind
a
of,
golf course.
I'm not going to lie. I like any kind of camping where there's probably going to be skinny dipping. It's just fun.
Yeah. As a child, that happened before I turned 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you don't appreciate it then.
No.
And as an adult, most of my camping was done along a river.
Dude, we camped at Lake Diablo, which is a glacial runoff lake.
Uh-huh.
The top 4.5 feet of the water are swimmable. Under that, it's like
glacial.
It's liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we totally did the whole thing, and it was exhilarating.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I don't know. Camping is, I subscribe to the Vegas rules for camping. Camping is a nice opportunity to just cut loose and do crazy shit.
Yeah.
And not remember it.
Yes.
Like, not officially remember it, but totally remember it.
Right.
Like, wipe your ass with a pine cone. Or a squirrel.
Or a nettle. Nettles is always a good accidental
grab. That Australian? There's an Australian plant that its sting is so painful that someone accidentally wiped their ass with it and killed themselves afterward. I forget the name of the plant.
I'm going to say, let's go to Snopes and look at that.
All right.
Because I
would agree. No, that's the correct. I'm proud of you because that is the correct reaction to anything like that. So yeah, like, what do you want to do a camping story real quick, or do you want to, like, let's do, do you have a quick one? That's not a, that doesn't.
Yes.
Matter. Okay. You do.
I do.
Do it.
A very quick one. Okay. So a bunch, and this is a good adult camping story.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of us went out, well after college, a group of us that used to go out right after high school and go camping.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Detroit Lake, which is, just east of Salem, about an hour
out.
We went camping and we decided, hey, we've never done this, and we're late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do it now when we should know better? So we threw a beer can in the fire.
A closed beer can.
A closed beer can. Brand new beer. Thinking, we'll explode it and it will be awesome. Because I think it was 4th of July weekend or something.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have anything. So we're like, hey, we'll make a big kaboom and everything will be ha 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 ha. And so we did that and we ran away.
Uh-huh.
And we were like a respectable 50 feet away from the fire.
Uh-huh.
we put tarps over the cars to make sure that nothing, you know. And we're waiting for half a fucking hour, and nothing is happening. And all of a sudden, we hear, we're like, kind of inch up really slowly. And we see this teeny weeny itty bitty pinhole prick in the can, and this little stream going of superheated beer issuing forth. So then we all get around the campfire and we're looking in going, well, ain't that some...
You don't fucking know how steam works.
And the thing explodes and now we have hot beer and ash caked to our persons.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a smell that is unique and does not come out with anything less than three washings.
Do you know what the SCA is?
Yeah.
Society for Creative Anachronisms, right? So we used to do SCA camping. And there is a there was a campsite in Eastern Washington where they do this thing.
Like Spokane Eastern or Yakima Eastern?
Kind of between the two, I think.
Oh.
But I think more Yakima, I think, because like a lot of people from Lewiston showed up.
Okay, so straight east.
Yeah, yeah. So... anyway, and I, oh God, what was the name of the war? Because they're all wars. They're these fake wars, right?
Oh.
Celtic Revolt. That's what it was. Celtic Revolt. So we go to Celtic Revolt, and we ended up going with this guy, John Booth, who he went by the name Mishka. And,
oh, I thought he went by the name Wilkes.
No, though, same family. Okay. So, but you know, he was more like the brother who was an actor.
Edwin.
A good actor. Edwin Booth was the good actor. John Wilkes was the bad actor. Patsy. I still think Lyndon Johnson was involved somehow. So the... I'm just kidding.
He's involved with it. He's got his hand in everything.
Everything.
LBJ.
Apparently down his pants a lot. Like, yeah. He was supposedly a big guy.
Frequent mass.
And there's amazing audio of him ordering slacks that you can find. Like, he's ordering custom made slacks. Look it up. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, so we're at
Celtic Revolt.
There's a clan called Clan Fire Kilt. They're called Clan Fire Kilt because someone inevitably gets so drunk they fall into the fire, right? And they jump over the fire and they do all this weird shit. So Clan Fire Kilt is. A member died.
Mm.
Okay. This might not actually be a Celtic Revolt. This might be Autumn War. Anyway, who cares? So, a member died, and they decide to give him a proper Nordic send-off. So, we're in the middle of this fucking field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's not the wettest field in the world. And they build what turned into a 45-foot-tall fire.
Burning Man.
And yes, without any of the safety regulations that crazy MDMA hippies put together. Well, Burning Man's a business now. They're very safe, but that's beside the point. So essentially, they lit a Viking pyre in the middle of a dry field, and that became a solid, written into the bylaws rule for the SCA after that. You cannot have Viking funerals. That was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
And
I think that's it. That wraps it up. Yeah.
That's it.
So, this was 69.
Do you think we could have seen the Viking pyre from outer space?
I do not. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson might have been able to.
Well,
he could have probably
see anything.
He can see anything. He's everywhere.
Yes.
He's like Black Science Santa.
He's my everywhere.
Oh, baby.
He's my sword of fighting.
That would be great. That would be great. The sword of no bullshit. Like, and we get Neil deGrasse Tyson to voice it, and he just basically like debunks everything. That would be awesome.
It would be.
Yeah. Also, if you're listening, Neil.
Please.
And you have a free night. We'll make it work for you.
Want to come back to Seattle?
Want to come back to Seattle?
We gotta record episode 52. It would be a real feather in our cap for you to be our
one year
anniversary cast.
Come get some Seattle sourdough croutons or whatever. I don't know what science people eat.